Here we go. Woo! Your boy up, man. Man. We about to vibe right, man. We got a great pod for y'all. Man, you know what it is when it comes to Justin Bless, nigga. Yes, sir! Energy on 10. I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. Man. Woo! Yeah. Bro, I never have like some intro words, man. This is like, I guess get out the jitters or something like that, or the nervousness. Or just like for me to get in the mode for the pod, you feel me? That's why I just be saying whatever, but I said good shit though. You feel me? I said some real good stuff. And I hope y'all feeling good. I know y'all looking good. Cause man, my followers, my listeners, man, they beautiful. Feel me? For all my niggas out there, all the guys out there, man, they some real stand-up brothers, you know what I mean? And that's what we welcome here on the Justin Bless podcast, you feel me? You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I greatly appreciate that. You already know what it is, man. You tuned in to the most vulnerable, most entertaining, most honest, most realness, most no cap, how the young niggas would say. You feel me? Podcast ever, you feel me? The Justin Bless podcast. Ooh, man, I'm feeling good. Like I was saying, I was definitely feeling good. Man, let me be honest with y'all, bro. I slack it on the podcast a little bit, like recording-wise, right? Because this is my first time doing a podcast while going through Ramadan. I'm releasing 2 podcasts a week, you feel me? So I try not to do it during Ramadan or like before Ramadan or something like that, because for the most part I'm working, you feel me? Can't really get it in at that time. And then when I get done with work, it's towards the time when your boys start tapping into like, man, I'm getting into that hunger stage. And bro, when I'm hungry, I don't care about nothing else but eating. Anybody that knows me knows my energy, my mood, My level, frequency, everything that you can think of, your boy Justin Bless, man, is on at a, I'm normally at a 10, bruh, your boy down to a 2, you feel me? I'm down to the batteries on red, you feel me? A little bit of juices left like it is on the Apple phone, you feel me? So I was like, bro, I can't even do that, you feel me? Cause I don't want to give y'all dull energy. I want to make sure my energy's up there, you feel me? My energy's right, because y'all gonna feel it through the airwaves and it's gonna tap into y'all. It's gonna be contagious for y'all to have a good day, or y'all to have a good night, or y'all to have a good time at work, wherever the case is. However that you listen to this, I want it to be good and received good and positive, you feel me? And if you're going through some things, if it can help you out a little bit, would be great. Because 2 negatives plus 2 negatives is a what? Is more negative. You feel me? Then if you a positive and I'm a negative, man, I might be a little bit overpowering and bring you down. But if you are down a little bit, my energy is right, steady, and great, it brings it up. Same thing with me, right? If I was a negative, but like I said, this podcast is another safe haven, great place for me to be, and I can be myself and free. It raises me up a couple of times that I wasn't feeling like it, you feel me? Because I love doing this, I love being here, and I greatly appreciate you guys. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. And if you haven't liked the podcast, like it, rate it. Yo, follow your boy on Facebook, the Justin Bless Podcast. Follow your boy on Instagram at Justin Bless _, and that's for Twitter too, and TikTok, all that, you feel me? At Justin Bless _. The only time when it's different is when it's on Facebook. And that is the Justin Bless Podcast. You feel me? Yes, sir. Man, all right. Let me tell y'all how I'm switching it up, right? So I thought to myself, I'm like, man, since I don't like recording until later, but I get so hungry, I eat so much, then I feel like I'm lazy or have to wait it out, that I don't have the energy to do the pod. So I was like, yo, when I wake up, I feel like I'm in a great mood, especially on the weekend. So I'm like, yo, let me record a pod to get it ready for the week that's coming. You feel me? So I started recording so real late. That's my first time recording like early. So I'm not tapped into the hunger just yet. My energy is still up and high. You feel me? And they do say when you wake up, that first hour or so, your brain is at this most highest capacity that could possibly be for most days. You know, sometimes you do tap in to another level during the day, like 3 p.m., 4 p.m. or something like that, when your brain just like kicks in another gear. You feel me? Or sometimes it's at night, whatever. But for most days, it's right when you wake up. So definitely give that time to yourself. Try not to scroll on social media or nothing like that. Try to give it to yourself, man. Be to yourself. Be in tune with yourself. You feel me? And try to learn about yourself more every single day, because you shed hair, you shed skin, cells, and they're just rejuvenating and recreating new ones every single day, man. Thank God always for that. That you're not just getting old and dying off sooner. You feel me? The cells and all that's keeping you up, man. So give that stuff to yourself, man. You deserve it. You're worth it. And if they ain't tell you that, I'm going to tell you that. You worth it. You feel me? So, yeah, man, I think this is what I'm about to do now with Ramadan, man. It's the tricky with the times and all that, man. It's a little tough, man. So we're going to try it this way, and I think this is going to be the best way. You feel me, man? I rock with y'all, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Man, definitely shout out to everybody that's new on the pod, bro, because I was looking at the analytics, right, for like the pod and the link that I always share and stuff like that. Man, I'm getting a lot of different listeners from all over the place. You feel me? Like more people from the Bay. I already got a strong following out there. I appreciate y'all. Bay Area. Yay. Over there, man, we got Austin, Texas, Atlanta. Where else? Other places in Florida. I don't remember the exact city names. You feel me? San Antonio, man. It's just growing, man. Beautiful things out here. And I appreciate that, bruv. Real talk, man. Thank you. Man, but that's how I feel, man. Haven't really done nothing during Ramadan. Just like to just chill, be in tune with myself. Definitely go on a walk later, watch the sunset or something. Well, shit, that's when I eat. I probably go on a walk probably later on after like my food digests a bit and go on a walk just to be in tune with myself. And I definitely recommend, you know what I mean, going on walks, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. And try not to look at your phone when you go on those walks. You feel me? But hey, man. Let's go and get to the news report. Week of news. Report. Yo, so with the news, right? We got a couple news right here, man. Let me share this with y'all. Well, first, man, Twitter declined Elon Musk's hostile takeover. My man tried to buy all of Twitter, which, man, I don't know. Like, to me, bro, how I feel about it, bro, I feel like he would actually be a good fit, bro. Like, I really honestly think he can take Twitter to a whole different level, bro. Like I said, I rock with Twitter. I like Twitter, bro. I be on Twitter. Like, and he's on there. I see him all the time tweeting, doing polls, voting polls and stuff like that. Man got some good insight, man. But I think the reason why I was turned down, because he was going to, after he purchased it, he was going to take it private and not really have like the outside, like us really have like a say so in a way. You feel me? And I think they slowly discover that or take that into heavy consideration was like, nah, you know, this is for the people in a way, because I'll be the only social media platform that's not public. you'll take it private, which is, you know what I mean, a little bit different, whatever, but you know what I mean, it is what it is. But he did say offering to buy Twitter is about the future of civilization, not making money. Man's is a little bit different, you feel me? Like, I ain't trying to do the whole chip thing or nothing like that. I don't really see how Twitter is the future of civilization, but hey, my man's is smart. You can't disregard that. I'm not just saying smart about book smart, you feel me? I'm saying smart about, bro, just smart in general, you feel me? Just witty with it, got his wits, man. Man's like thinking chess, not checkers, you feel me? A lot of niggas out here think checkers, and I think them people are not that bright. But if you think checkers in any type of way, no matter what field that you in, I would consider you as being smart. I don't think about the grades A, B, C, D, that little metric system that they got. That stuff is trash, because that does not determine how successful you're going to be in life. And they try to implant that in people, and that is trash, and that's messed up. That's why the school system is trash, because they're not really teaching you about life. Yes, reading, writing, and math to a scale, man. Not math freaking you over here trying to solve why did freaking M become L and all this other bullshit. No, nigga. Like, you know, the simple math, bro. I'm talking about like algebra one, and that's it, bro. Cap off, bro. You don't need all that other stuff, bro. Like, you just need to know, like, the just a little higher, you feel me? But yeah, anyways, that's that. I won't go on a rant too much, but yeah, that's the news right there. His offer got declined, and he was saying it's the future of civilization. He did say he has another offer if he did get declined, because like I said, buddy, think chess. He don't think checkers, bro. So hey, I'm gonna be excited and definitely keep you on tune with that. And respects to my man's, bro. Whatever way that he is going with that. Yo, so this is another wild thing, man. So there's an abortion law that was signed by the governor. The 15 weeks ban abortion law. So after 15 weeks, you can't get an abortion anymore. You got to be within the 15 weeks. And I'm not going to say, like, I got to tread lightly on this subject, bro. Because respect to all the women, you feel me? Respects to them all. No disrespect, but I'm just speaking from my viewpoint. You feel me? So let me put that out there right now. At the end of the day, y'all got to say so. It's y'all body and all that. But everybody got some views. Everybody got opinions on all subjects. You feel me? So let me just speak on this real quick, how I kind of view things a little bit. One, I truly think a woman shouldn't be able to get an abortion without having consent from the male as well. You feel? Because, bruh, having a child take away from you and one person can choose it over the other, but it takes two of you guys to create it, it's like, bro, that's effed up. You feel me? In a way. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if it comes to agreement that y'all's like, yeah, let's do it, cool. If y'all on some, it was a mistake, this, that, and third, like, bro, there should be like an age too. Like, bro, you know for a fact having sex without a condom, even with the condom, because it says it on the freaking box, it don't 100% protect from not having babies, you feel me, or STDs or anything like that. Diseases, it don't, and it says that on the box. So every time you smash, you, everybody knows it's possibly this person could get pregnant, right? You could possibly create a baby, and that's a fact. Everybody knows that. All right, so also with that being said, I think the male should have a say so, just a little bit. I ain't saying the whole thing, because we ain't carrying it, we ain't doing nothing like that, but it couldn't have been done without us, you feel me? You feel what I'm saying? It couldn't be done without us. But we shouldn't, as male, be able to sign bills and do all this extra stuff without the consent of women. You know what I mean? Like, that's effed up. It should be mutual parties on both sides with it and stuff like that. and also some exceptions as well, like women getting raped or something like that, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that, like that's effed up. And of course that should be without question without talking about the other male counterpart. Hell nah, you know what I mean? Like you can go straight and get that abortion and all that other stuff. Hell yeah. Because the 15 weeks, sometimes what I have heard, they don't know that they're pregnant sometime until even later or something like that. Hey, I don't know. Haven't had a child just yet, children just yet. So I don't know 100%. But hey, I've seen some comments and some views saying that they don't know. Sometimes they'll know until later. And I could recall when my mom was having my little sister, she didn't know she was pregnant until later than expected, later than that 2 week thing. But I don't know exactly when, because this was years ago. But I remember it was kind of late that she figured it out. So that, you feel me? So maybe they should push it out to like, what is it? 9 months, half of nine, like 4 months? Like 4 months or so or something like that. Like, I don't know. You feel me? Or I don't know when the heartbeat happens or whatever. Like I don't know. You know what I mean? That's another thing. I'm not super educated on it, so I don't want to sound like ignorant or misleading to my followers or anything like that. I'm just speaking about like me just being from my view, right? So I don't know the times and stuff because I haven't had a child just yet. So if I do, when I do have a child, I have a better educational stance on it, right? When it comes to like the timeline of like when it should be cut off. Because I am pro-life in a way for certain things, you feel me? But I am pro-choice in a way too, you know what I mean? Like, shoot, like a lot of things can happen, a lot of things can go down, you feel me? And then again, like that's another thing. It can be like abusive relationship. The woman don't really want it. Like a lot of factors can go into this, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there should be a law, bro. I think there should be like maybe months out, like 9 months, 8 months, 7 months. Like, damn, that's a damn full on, you know what I mean, thing going on right there. Like, you can't have abortion right there. That's why I don't think you should be able to have abortion right there. I would say, I'm not gonna say you can't, because who am I, right? But I just think that's when it's messed up, bro, in a big way. Because then I personally truly feel like you're actually killing somebody. You know what I mean? It's definitely like 8 months, 9 months, bro. Like, come on, man, that's effed up. But some people have done that. And also, oh, I should have saved this. I was on Instagram and I seen this video. It was about Tupac on Juice, right? And Omar, which is the main character, right? That Tupac was going against. I seen Juice and stuff like that. They from Harlem and stuff. You feel me? Like the hood and all that. And they were where they were shooting Juices in Harlem as well. So they were walking to set. Tupac, Omar, and a couple other people. They're walking the set and they seen a lady tie up a baby and throw it in a dumpster and like lit and leave, right? And that effed up Tupac. Like, he was like, man, because I guess Tupac, I've never seen that before. I haven't seen that before. I've heard, but I haven't seen that before. I've heard women leave their babies in trash cans multiple times, right? But I guess he haven't seen it with his own eyes. So I effed them up. And on the set of Juice, when they took a break from set, he called Omar into his trailer and was like, hey, come check out this song that I made. And hold on a second. Come check out this song that I made. And Omar was like, oh, okay. Like, yo, go ahead, play it for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? And Tupac started playing this music. And at the time, Omar was saying, he's like, bro, I couldn't even like understand exactly what that boy Pac was trying to get at. And years later, his album come out, not years later, months later, or that following summer or something like that, album came out. And that song was this song right here. We're going to play it. This song is so real, so sad. And if you guys know, you guys already know the title to this song, man. Brenda's Got a Baby. Tupac, man. Just poet, witty, witty, bro, with the words, man. Storytelling, best, man, to ever do it.
Can hardly spell a name. That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family. Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now Brenda really never knew her mom's, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's watch the joy. And she tried to hide her pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yeah, and all she thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack, but end up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she's got a baby.
Yo, man, do you hear that, bro? The storytelling from Pac, bro. Round of applause for Pac, bro. Round of applause for my mans, bro. That storytelling, bro, you're with him all the way through the story, bro. You feel me? But I want to play that song just to shed some light on the whole like abortion thing, you feel me? And like tie that all in, bro. Like, it's wild, you know what I mean? Like, you never know the situation, just how like he's just 12, you know what I mean, nigga? Like, parents ain't care, you know what I mean? And just, man, it's deep, man. It's sad, but that stuff is reality. That really happens, bro. So I don't know, I feel like if that kid was like showed loved the way that she receives loves, again, keyword, she receives love, how she receives love, not everybody receives love the same way, that would be probably a different story. But you know what I mean, that's from Tupac seeing someone throw their baby in a trash can, man, on set of Juice, man. If you don't know, now you learn. You learn something new, because that's something that I learned. And I just wanted to share that. It's deep, man. It's deep. Yo, but shoot, let's go on the positive side. You know what I mean? And that's the whole abortion thing, bro. Like I said, bro, like, I'm not too educated with that, so I ain't trying to go too crazy. on that side of things. But I do think for men like me, right? I'm going to speak on niggas like me. I think I should be able to have a say so. Just, you know what I mean? Niggas like me. I can't speak on all men. I can't speak on the bum niggas out there. Ain't trying to provide or anything like that. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. All I know, joint happened to me, man. I'm going to step up, man. I'm going to step with it. I'm going to make it happen. Be a big provider. You feel me? I know the risks I'm taking while, you know what I mean, smashing, nigga. Like, everybody does. Some niggas don't want to. Some niggas just want that, but don't want the responsibilities that come with it. Responsibilities come with every action in life. You just gotta know, man. You just gotta know the difference. You feel me? But yo, on a positive note, yo, a Maryland teacher has won $50,000 after her husband bought her a lottery ticket to cheer her up. Nigga, what? Yo, I need one of them. You know what I mean? Like, what you mean, cuz? Like, let me go and get me one of them, bruh. Let me give me one of them tickets, bruh. But that's cool, though. You feel me? She's going through it, whatever. And boom, like, yo, let me go and grab you a lottery ticket real quick. Hey, if your girl mad, your lady mad, go get her lottery ticket. She might win 50 bands, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's cool, though. That's what's up. Positive life, positive things, positive things. Yo, let me tell you about this wild nigga, though. This wild nigga in Florida. This is crazy. This wild nigga in Florida watches Spider-Man, the new one, right? Movie 292 times, setting a new world record. Nigga, what? There's world records for everything, bro. But hey, buddy did it, bro. Buddy has done it. And the thing is, bro, someone else, he set the record in 2019, right? Then someone else came along and broke that record by watching the Avengers Endgame 191 times. I mean, my bad. He watched Endgame 191 times. So someone broke his record. Oh, wait, hold on. Got messed up. My bad. I'm reading, speaking, messing things up. All right, hold on. Boo, boo. Ooh, rewind. Doom. He watched Endgame 191 times to set the world record first, right? But then in 2001, someone else came along and actually watched Endgame 204 times, so breaking his record. But he's like, oh hell nah, what the hell you think this is? I'm gonna get my record back. So this is when that nigga watched a Spider-Man movie 292 times, bro. This nigga broke this nigga record, like for real, because that's 201, right? So he watched it 88 more times. He watched a movie 88 more times than the previous record. You feel me? It's just like, damn, bro, he made sure, like, y'all niggas ain't getting close. Buddy won back the title, bro. Alanis, yeah, that's his name, Alanis, spent a total of 720 hours, bro. A 720 on them hoes, bro. Hours, bro. That's ridiculous, bro. Or it's equivalent to 30 days, man, of the latest installment of Spider-Man. Man, beginning the saga between December 16, 2021, and it's ending in March 15th, 2022. Damn, bruh. For the first few weeks of his world record attempt, he watched 5 back-to-back screenings each day. Bruh, 5 of them hoes back-to-back. I want to know, like, nigga, you can't sleep or something? Because that's crazy. Or do you just have to be in the movie theater? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the rule is, but to me, that's a waste of motherfucking time, nigga. And then, this is wild, an estimate that he spent around $3,400 on movie tickets in total over the course of the 3 months it took to break the record. My nigga. That is wild, bruh. You gonna spend $3,000 plus to watch a movie? world record, you ain't getting paid like that, man. He better be in the next Spider-Man movie. What the hell? If he's not in the next Spider-Man movie, that is trash, nigga. Man, he definitely... he definitely needs to be in the next Spider-Man movie, man. Hey, man, another thing about the war's still going on. It's crazy. It's wild, bro. But, yo, Ukraine, right, rejects the deadline to surrender as Russia threatens to eliminate residents. Man, Russia's still going? Man, it is wild, bro. Like I said before, man, it's, damn, bro, it's just sad, bro. We ain't getting in too deep about that because that's just some wild stuff. We just gonna leave it at that, man. So y'all stay cool. Y'all stay classy. Y'all stay witty with it. And that's it. That's it for the news report, man. That's it for the news report. You know, I was speaking about, you know, on the whole abortion thing, right? And I was like, I be in a humble way, always just like chill with it, with every situation. But a lot of people have asked me about multiple things on multiple occasions about my insight and my input on certain things. And I'm always like, always stand on the humble side of things and just like, nah, you know what I mean? With humility, you know what I mean? Just like, I don't know everything. I don't know if it's a compliment or not, but a lot of people always say, man, Justin, it looks like you know a lot of things. Like, you're knowledgeable on a lot of things. And I'd be like, man, you feel me? I can say, like, I gained that from, like, reading books. Audiobooks as well. Right now, audiobook that I'm on is Marcus Aurelius' Meditation. It's about kind of like a whole bunch of life advices in a way, right? So I'm thinking right now, like, this pod should be about the best life advices I could possibly give from my input on things, right? Because I feel like I've been through quite a bit, bro, in my life, just like everybody else, right? But I think I assessed the multiple situations I've been through in a positive light, in a great way that I can always learn from something and move on forward with. You feel me? So, what we got? We could go off of like five topics or so, and try to give some advices on those. I'm gonna say not topics, subjects, right? Those subjects, give some advices on that. This is the best advice that I received through life. Either someone else told me this, or I personally went out in the trenches and came back with the knowledge that life blessed me with. It could have been that. Bad situation, sad situation, depressed, anxiety, happy, laughter, or whatever, right? But I'm going to share my best life advices, man, with y'all and see if that helps with y'all in any way, shape, or form. That'll be great. You feel me? So first thing we'll go off of, man, is one of the trifectas in life, man, is physical. Physical, right? So a physical advice I would give that I have received from life, I'll say this is how it is, man. This is how I got put. This is how I'm gonna put it. There's two of them. Is when I was young, and this is life teaching me, I didn't even know. But now that I have grown and assessed the situation, I see. Got to take it back in my childhood. Because you learned a lot in your childhood, and a lot of answers that you are looking for to your questions that you are asking as an adult is answered in your childhood. So this is one for those too. When I was young, I used to watch Dragon Ball Z. Hands down, best anime ever created on earth. You feel me? For life, nigga. the goat of the goats, bro. The best of the best. Ain't nothing ever topping Dragon Ball Z. Close second, Naruto. You feel me? But that's number one right there, right? Dragon Ball Z. So, okay. So, watching Dragon Ball Z, people that didn't take care of their bodies, right, that didn't work out or anything like that, they weren't as strong, my guy. They weren't like the strongest. And whenever that they powered up or something like that, right? The people that were in shape, man, their muscles got bigger and all that, and they were stronger. I don't believe anybody powered up and they weren't like bigger, stronger, and stuff like that. It's not always about like physical, right? Like, I'm talking about like physical, like bigger, right? Because you can have somebody like me, for myself, man. I squat over 300 pounds, but I only weigh like 160. You feel me? That's like, what is that? Like double my weight, my guy. Damn near. Like I squat more than 300, but I don't do it normally because I won't mess up my joints like that. I'm like, what's the point, really? You feel me? And I haven't really fully maxed out. The most I've ever done was 320. But I knew I had more in me because I could squat them hoes a couple times. Like five times. Or like four-ish, somewhere around there. You know what I mean? So I know I got more in me. But anyways, but I'm not the biggest dude in the room. You feel me? But I'm damn near one of the strongest. That's a fact. I know that. And just because a nigga got big chest don't mean necessarily he can do more push-ups, bruh. He probably just benching heavy, maxing out every single day, just one push up, one push up, one push up. But his endurance is trash. Nigga can't even do 100 push ups, but he can bench 300 pounds. What is that? Nigga, that's backwards, nigga. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so taking him back to Dragon Ball Z like that, right? People were in shape, were the strongest. And then again, was the strongest like mentally as well, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So that's what it looked cool. So I did it early growing up, like push-ups and sit-ups. Yo, I tapped into them hoes early, bro. I was probably like 8 years old doing push-ups and sit-ups, bro. I wasn't no normal ass kid. And I know I'm gonna install that to my children. Like, hey, man, you know what I mean? If they get in trouble or something like that, not get in trouble. But if I need to punish them in a way, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't, like, whoop them or stuff like that. Like, I got whoopings. But I make them do, like, sit-ups, push-ups, wall sits, squats, stuff like that, bro. Real tire the muscle, and then them niggas get be sore the following day. You feel me? Have them walking funny, like, oh, legs is messed up. Dad had me do 200 squats, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, they're not going to know until much later. Or even understand and comprehend that they're much stronger, much faster. They have longer durability. Longer stamina and stuff like that because of the punishments that they see as punishment. Well, in a way, you're kind of suffering in a way when you go to the gym or you do push-ups, because stuff hurts, you feel me? But they don't understand that I'm just building them up to be stronger, like their body to be healthier, but they're not going to know that. I'm not going to tell them until much later. You feel me? Like, hey, got my little tricks and wittiness, and I think that should be implied all the time, bro. Like push-ups, sit-ups, yo, this is how you are going to get punished in a way. But it's not really punishment. It's just building you up for life, bro. You know what I mean? So that's. And another thing about physical is like, if you don't take care of your physical health, right, you get physically ill. And also your immune system and other things like that, they're weaker because blood ain't pumping into them. Your heart's always just stagnant, just pumping at the same rate every single time. Just do. Bro, you need them switch ups. You feel me? You need them. You feel me? Need that, bro. You need that in your life, bro. Because if your heart just doop, doop. Then when you need it to go do, 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 it can't even do that because it's not even used to it. So then it's like, what? It might, you might have heart failure or just some other stuff that go on. You feel me? So, man, take care of your physical body, man, because that just in connects with everything else, bro. Spiritual, and it connects into also your mental. So that's what I say about physical, man. Go to the gym, bro. You don't got to be the strongest or the fastest or anything like that, or you don't necessarily need to go to the gym, but go on a walk, you feel me? Go on a light jog, go hiking, you feel me? If you like to hike or whatever, just go walk and just do whatever, man. You see them old people that walk around in the mall, whatever, just to walk, because they want to walk in the AC, but they don't want to see the same thing. So just walk around in the mall. Like, bro, that's exercise, bro. Like, you need that, bro. You need that to be physically strong. So I say whatever it might be. You don't got to go to the gym like crazy. You don't got to be a gym rat, a gym shark. You don't got to do that, bro. It's not all of it or nothing. Just give it some. You feel me? Just take care of your body. So that's physical, right? Now, mental. Mental ties into it, bro. Mental, the best advice I'll say I received through life. Nobody gave me this, man. I'll say this. Mentally, book, The Life, The Tree of Knowledge. The Tree of Knowledge by Miguel Don Ruiz is the author. My favorite author, the one that created the Four Agreements. That right there, man. Check out that book, The Four Agreements. Check out the book, Tree of Knowledge. That's what it is. That's what it's called. That book right there, bro. Man. He gets really deep into the book, so I don't want to spoil it for y'all, but y'all definitely go check it out, man. That book definitely helped me out, like, just mentally, bro. Mentally sharpened me and understand, bro, like, the negative thoughts and stuff like that that everybody has. Yo, it just, that's just that. That's not, you, so to say. So that book is key, bro. But I definitely say this right here. Spend time with yourself, man. This is from Justin Bless, the one and only, yours truly. Always keep it 100. Justin Bless, spend time with yourself, bro. The best time I ever spent with myself, when I was down bad and I just needed like effing space, you feel me? Like, I just felt like your boy was like, the world was just coming down on me or anything like that, bro. I needed time. I needed space. So I went on a walk. I need to be there with nature and stuff like that. I don't live in like Seattle or nothing like that, so I'm not around a lot of trees and stuff like that. But I just need fresh air, bro. Fresh air really truly helps you, bro. So I'll go on walks and just be by myself, bro. Just chill. Because some stuff going on, right? You're like, oh, I just need to get distracted or da da da, or just like, bruh, it's not about staying away from boredom. Nah, sometimes it's just about adapting into that and seeing the beauty in quote unquote people call boredom, but it's you being in tune, being aware, self-aware of yourself, what you like, what's going on in your life, what's going on this Tuesday, bro. I don't know, man. Something feels funny and fishy, blah, blah, blah. Let me go and switch it up, whatever. But I don't know exactly what. What is it? Man, I pray to God. I don't know. I haven't got an answer just yet from God. Man, I don't know if this person going to feel me, this friend going to feel me, this family member. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. When you right there, bro, take some time, chill, go on a walk. Even sometimes when you don't feel like that, go on a walk, bro. When you be like, yo, I got to spend some time with myself, go on a walk, bro. Chill with yourself, man. Yes, you can't escape yourself in that, but you can, in a way, escape yourself in a way. Let me break this down, right? You go sleep with yourself. You always with yourself, but you're not technically learning about who you are if you don't spend quality time with yourself. A lot of people like quality time with other people, right? The significant other. Right. But when's the last time you spent quality time with yourself? ask yourself that question. When is the last time you spent quality time with yourself? Man, when you spend quality time with yourself, man, that's just money, bro. That's like money getting printed out. Everybody likes bread. So spend time with your quality self, man. Thank me later, because yourself is going to thank yourself for yourself being yourself that day, and your future self going to thank your past self for doing that day. Real talk. Straight money. Take it to the bank, man. And that's what I'm going to do later on today. Spend some quality time with myself. I feel like I haven't. I've been just chilling and stuff like that, especially with Ramadan. Don't really have too much energy to be doing a whole bunch of things, because I know myself in a way that if I'm hungry, I'm not going to be the nicest individual to deal with. So I try to stay away from people until I eat. I'm very quiet, very reserved. I might give these niggas a mean face or something like that, but it's not really intentional to them. It's just stuff that I got going on. So I try to stay away from people for I don't rub shoulders, rub people the wrong way or stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's just me knowing myself, but I feel like I haven't spent real quality time with myself a lot like I should. And I got this place out there, and I'm not going to tell y'all exactly where, because y'all get blow the place up and mess up the vibe. But it's not in Phoenix. It's in Tempe. I'll go on this walk. It's so beautiful. So, yeah, spend time with yourself, man. That's me mentally, bro. Just no phone. I'm not going to say no phone at all. Safety definitely with women and stuff like that. Keep your phone on you. You feel me? But just chill. You know what I mean? Just spend time with yourself. Ask yourself some questions. Be in tune with yourself. Like, yo, what's going on? How you feel about the big things in your life? Your family, if you got kids, how you feel those relationships are going? How you feel relationship with yourself, relationship with God, stuff like that, bro. Like, just ask yourself a whole bunch of questions, bro. Just a whole bunch of questions. I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much. And big yourself up, man. Tell yourself that you the shit. You know what I mean? Like, you that nigga. Like, sometimes you got to speak those out, man. Just to G yourself up, man. Just to feel good. And you that person, you that guy, you that girl, you know what I mean? And just if you're feeling down, you might be feeling down, but you'll know you're feeling down because you're distracted by so many things. But that down and depressed and all that shit just bubbling up. So deal with that before it gets so damn big that you might go to the first extent, and we don't want none of that, man. I had a podcast about the whole suicide thing, man, and y'all go check out that podcast, bro. Male suicide rates is rising, bro. So like, check out that pod, bro. I got the suicide hotline on there too as well. Like, yo, take care of yourself, man. Real talk. Spend time with yourself. That's a big way how you do it. All right, now spiritual how I feel, man. Spiritual, that's you, bro. You know what I mean? I'm saying spiritual in a way of beyond this earth, right? Me, that's God. That's my connection with God. Everybody might have a different connection, whatever, whoop-de-whoop, you feel me? Whatever floats your boat, man. If that's your tea, go on, sip it. Mine's over here, man. Mine's with God. God is great. God is real. God is the realest. And when I say spiritual, I'm always inclining to that. I'm always talking and speaking on that, right? And if I do speak spiritual in the way that this generation is trying to like water it down in a bit, whatever, I'll say that. But when I say spiritual, that's my connection, right? The connection with the Most High. So anyways, that I feel that's a journey for yourself, bro. I feel like a lot of people, they let their parents or people that live before them in a way that's close to them, that they hold clear, close to their heart. It can be like older sister, older sibling, you feel me? Parents, grandparents and stuff like that. Or they're just a traditional family generational way of things, right? Let them guide their spiritual journey through life. And a lot of them just die without even really truly figuring out their spiritual being and stuff. And I think that's trash. And I think that's whack. And that deserves a whole bunch of tomatoes thrown at it. Like, boo. Because that journey is with yourself, man. Nobody else is responsible for that. And nobody else has the power over you to make that decision for you and break free. I know as children, we follow what we're told and seen. You feel me? But after a point in time, ask yourself, go down that spiritual journey with God and see what's up. If this way is truly for you, and you switch some things up, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, add this minus that, you will not know if you don't go down that spiritual journey with yourself, man. You know what I mean? If you're going to church, right? Stop going to church for a little bit. See how you feel, what's going on. Not you feel you disappointing people. Nah, see how you truly feel, man. See if that church is right for you. Analyze it a little bit, bro. Church can be distracting. It can be a coping mechanism. It can be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. It can be a safe haven. Shoot, it can be a danger zone. It can be a lot of different things. At the end of the day, man, that's humanly built, man. That's man built. You feel me? Just see what's up. See how it is, man. Maybe that church ain't right for you. Maybe that, dang, I don't know, like all the religious stuff. You know what I mean? So my bad if I'm missing some out. You feel me? Mosque, you know what I mean? That's what the Islam, you know what I mean? Islam community and stuff like that. Like, oh man, real quick, bro, this is pissed me off. This was on the news. I forgot to share it with y'all, bro. This is about the Islam thing, bro. There was these three women in France walking, right? And two of them had the hijab on, and this white cracker punk ass nigga, goofy ass, lame ass, divorced twice, got no kids, homo ass nigga. Oh, sorry about that. Oop, didn't want to say that. You know what I mean? The homo part, like, because that's like a slur. And like, sorry about that one. But you know what I mean? You see what the point I'm getting at, bro. I was getting a little bit too far, and being a homo ain't like bad. I don't know. Being gay ain't bad. You know what I mean? My bad on me slurring that out real quick. That's me learning for myself and getting better. So my apologies if I disrespect anybody. All right. So whack ass, cracker ass nigga, you feel me? That dude's a punk, bro. And I'll whoop his ass, nigga, if I was there. But these three ladies were just walking in the park, minding their own business. This lame ass Islamic phobic is like this new word. People just judging these people and like start attacking these women. At the end of the day, you're attacking on women, bro. Attacking women. Like, come on, goofy ass. They all beat your ass, bro. Blessings to them and all that, bro. That happened in France, bro, at a park. It's just trash, bro. Trying to pull off their hijab and like pulling their hair. Like, just freaking lame, bro. Old ass white dude, white. Man, I wish I could slap this nigga, bro. I'm do more than slap this nigga. I'll beat this nigga's ass, but it's not about this. That's not about that. About spiritual journey. So, yeah, at the mosque, right? Back to it. The mosque, stop going there for a little bit. You feel me? Any temple, any religious temple that you feel that not you feel, but you attend on a regular basis, stop going there for a little bit. See how you feel. Like, really in tune with yourself, right? If that's correct thing for you. And if it is for you, hey, continue to go back to it. Boom. But just take that pause with yourself to go on that spiritual journey and align and just see what's up, man. That's my advice, bro. Just for yourself, bro. Just go for yourself, man. Like, don't go to church for somebody else. Make somebody else happy. This, that, and the third. And people go to like churches for other people. They go to like those religious temples or whatever the case might be. They might have a viewpoint in this just for the significant other or anything like that. Nah, be yourself, man. You say, yo, I'm walking down my journey with God, blah blah blah, like this. And if that other person rock with you like that, they're gonna accept you like that. Well, be true to yourself, man. And if you on the I don't know thing, you on the I don't know thing. You feel me? So that's a spiritual thing for me, man. That's a little very touchy, man. But all I know is it's a self journey, bro. That's all I know. Self. Me, myself, and I. You feel me? You. Nobody else. So go on and do that. Another topic, bro. I'm going off of big topics, right? Friends. Whoo, this one's deep. All right. Best advice I ever got, friends, right, is I seen this like multiple times, but I didn't know. But this is the truest thing I can possibly give, bro. The truest thing is this. Your friends are your future, bro. Real talk. And it's not about like if they necessarily like they do bad stuff or whoop de whoop or blah blah blah, whatever. The thing is, like Chief Keef, right? Big example. People might be looking at this dude and judge him in a way, man, he ain't gonna be successful, blah blah blah, this, that, and the third. But the thing is, you need to break down this nigga worth ethic, the way that he think, like chess and checkers. Like you gotta really break his situation down, right? His friends support him, obviously, because he would not got to where he was at without them. It's not like he just dropped something all of a sudden and nigga blew up. Like, nah, niggas was really in the studio making music, this, that, and the third. So just look at that's a situation and where they were trying to go. Yeah, they were probably doing this or probably doing that you don't agree with, but the underlying of things, what was this nigga really trying to do, man? Man, nigga was trying to make him be rich. That's why nigga album was called Finally Rich. Like, he was trying to get it, and his friends support him, and I rock with that. You can see where they made it, but it's either they're going this way or that way. You feel me? Because they lived in Chicago, so it's either, man, they were dying by the gun, or these niggas gonna make it out and do this and do that. At the same time, niggas was balancing two lives, bro. And you know what I mean? Chief Keef, in a way, he didn't pay the ultimate price, but he paid some of it, that he can never go back to Chicago, bro. He got so many warrants and stuff like that, nigga can't even touch foot in there. So you know what I mean? Like that. But anyways, right? Friends, man, just be careful who your friends is. Be careful who you call your friends. Another thing, bro, not everybody's your effing friend, bro. Now I gotta say this like all the way. Not everybody's your fucking friend, bruh. That's a fact, bruh. Not everybody's your friend. Everybody be thinking everybody's my friend. Now y'all niggas know what the fuck the definition of a friend is? Bruh, the thing is, I was confused too. So I don't blame y'all. But I stopped that real quick. Nigga, I only got 3 friends, bruh. You feel me? Everybody else is just associates, bro, or close associates, or you're just associates with someone I knew of, or we used to be cool, stuff like that, bro, or used to be my friend, shit like that. You ain't my friend currently present in this day right now in this moment, bro. I ain't got 3 of them, bro. We don't do too much. I already talked about these niggas on the pod. I don't really bring up the other niggas because it's like, yo, like I know of you, knew of you, you knew of me. We were really close one time, you feel me? But we just grew apart, and that's just that. That's just it. Don't try to force a situation that's not meant to be. And I did that a lot, because that's when I was chasing love because of a past trauma that I went through with my dad not being in my life. You know what I mean? Like, so I was always like chasing love and shit like that, even like from friends and shit. You feel me? I didn't always never felt worthy. Wasn't doing enough. These niggas can walk out my life because of this, that, and the third. You feel me? And that's not, like, that's not healthy. Mentally, physically, spiritually, it's not healthy, bro. So don't be chasing nobody to be your friend, bro. Not at all. Fuck them, nigga, if they ain't trying to be your friend and rock with you and truly, genuinely be happy for you when you win in life. It can be small or big. If these niggas ain't geek like they want, niggas ain't your friend, bro. Real talk. So fuck all that. So all right, so friends, man, be careful, bro, who you be selecting, bro, because you're gonna adapt certain traits, certain principles from these niggas chilling with these niggas so many times. You're just gonna be a product of your environment. That's how rich niggas chill with other rich niggas, you feel me? Broke niggas chill with broke niggas, you feel me? Same with rich girls chill with rich girls. Broke hoes chill with broke hoes. Broke girls chill with broke girls. You know what I mean? Like, it just is what it is. When people be like, but that don't mean that you can't have associates in different fields. You know what I mean? Like, you can know of somebody in the doctor field, right? But you ain't a doctor. You feel me? Like my nigga Doc. That nigga's a doctor, bro. Got doctor degree, nigga. I ain't nowhere near, nigga. Dropped out of college twice, nigga. But the thing is, our mind, the way that we think, right? The way that we try and level up in this world, and you see like this young, hungry lion going for it. With me going for it, he tapped into my energy and was like, man, this hungry lion, he going. That's how I was, but something happened, got distracted. Oh, this is like a second wind. You know what I mean? And this nigga has told me that, and I greatly appreciate him saying that I helped him. I motivate him to go get it, because I'm like, dang, how the hell did I motivate a doctor? You know what I mean? But because you're always told like doctors and lawyers and all these is like all these super being people like Spider-Man or some shit like that, but they not. You know what I mean? They just dedicated their time and their life to a certain profession, and they reaped the reward with that title or whatever. And the best thing that they could have done is put that title and that certification, that degree, into action, into place for them to reap the benefits of the pay, because the pay is crazy because they do a lot of work, right? But you're always taught like that's the highest of the highest, the highest of that. But me living my life and going and getting and grinding and moving, all that, man, it's all about the investors. Those are the niggas, bruh. Those are the real niggas, man. And me having my eyesight on that and going and grinding, and that nigga Doc seeing me be able to do that, he, you know what I mean? He caught the contagiousness of your boy aroma, energy. Like, nigga, I'm going. You know what I mean? And he started going and grinding and doing his thing too. And it's so beautiful that he's just reaping all the rewards, because he had it all the time. All along he had it. But I don't know if he didn't feel he was that nigga or something like that. Or who am I or something like that, man? Who are you, bro? You are worthy of all great fruits. My man is really doing the damn thing, bro. Opening up I don't know what that stuff is called, bro. I ain't into the dentist world like that. He opened up a practice. He has his own, right? Pediatric. Is it pediatric? Yeah, I believe so. It's a pediatric joint, man. I think so. I'm not sure. Hey, don't quote me on that, nigga. But he opening up one, right? He's got hired doctor, bro. My nigga doing big things, bro. You feel me? Going crazy big. And I respect that man so much, man. I'm just so happy I'm a part of his journey. And him to give me credit on that, it's a beautiful thing. That's the man's. But all right. So your friends, bro, select them wisely, bro. Select them wisely, bro. Real talk, bro. They don't have to be in your exact same field, but make sure that their morals, principles, stuff like that is in line with you and where you're trying to go, and they respect it. Yo, they going to get it. They going to make it happen, bro. Real talk. So respects. That's friends, bro. Watch out, bro. You got frenemies and people that hate on you, like a lot of stuff. Like Selena, right? Selena just, it was like her 51st birthday or something like that. I remember watching the movie when I was young. And her jealous friend is the one that ended up killing her. Like, but I'm pretty sure Selena had a feeling, bro. She had to have like some sort of like, I know her friend slipped up here and there, because time reveals all, bro. Like, you slip up here and there, you start having some feelings, but she might turn the cheek and she didn't know it could go that far. Like, I wouldn't think it'll go that far either, but hey, you never know. You know what I mean? And bam, that will happen. So watch out for your friends, man. All right. We gonna go with bread. Bread, 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 bread. All right, with Ramadan, man, I can't drink water. So I'm going as far as like, you know what I mean? Like swallowing spit and stuff like that. But I can't speak too much. Can't use up all this liquid. I still got hours to go until I could drink or eat. So we gonna wrap this up a little bit. You feel me? I'm gonna speed up a little bit. I could go a little bit longer, but man, I wanna start like talking like that. You know what I mean? Like, yo, da-da. Like, yo, like SpongeBob, I need it at Sandy's house. You know what I mean? So we ain't trying to get like that. So let me go a little bit. We got two to go. Let's go, man. All right. So bread, bruh, this is what I'm going to say. Nobody taught me shit about money. I said this before, I'm going to say it again. Nobody taught me shit. Nobody told me nothing. Don't give a damn. I had to go out there, fish for it for my damn self, man. Create my damn fishing rod and the hook and the string. I did all that shit, bruh. But I did get one little advice. But the thing is, I went for it. Niggas ain't just tell me and just... So I asked my older cousin, I'm like, hey, man. I asked him something. I don't know exactly what. This nigga told me this one thing. It's cool, you feel me? But that's not the lifestyle I'm trying to live. But it could help you out if that's the lifestyle you're trying to live. All right, this nigga said, you should be able to pay all your bills with one check. If you get paid two times a month, every 2 weeks, you should be able to pay all your bills with one check and still have money left. You probably have $100 left, you feel me, $50 left, whatever the case is. You should be able to pay all your bills and have some money left. You shouldn't pay all your bills with both your checks and then have money left. That's what the nigga told me. People doing that live beyond their means. And if you really break it down, look it up and all that, that is living beyond your means. So that nigga did tell me that, but me, I'm trying to have residual income. I ain't trying to worry about the whole check shit. You know what I mean? So, but that is a good stepping stone that you guys could use, or if you just want to use period in your life, break it down like that. If you can do that, you're off to a great start, because you can save up a lot and go travel, do what you do, whoop-de-whoop. You can pay things in full. Like, a lot of things, a lot of blessings can happen. Don't live beyond your means. That. Definitely live beyond your, don't live beyond your means is a good one too. The best thing I got though is two of them. Invest, bruh. Like, I don't, like, bruh, invest, my nigga. You want your money to work for you, bruh. You don't want to work for money your whole life, bruh. Till 65, 75, retired. Like, all that shit's bullshit, bruh. Start that hold now, because basically, break it down, right? The 401k and all the other shit, that's you investing into something, right? That eventually that money is going to work for you in your old days. They can travel the world, do this, boo-boo-boo. But the thing is, that's a timeline, a time zone that somebody created that wants you to be stuck in that that everyday, ordinary, average-ass life. No, nigga. You can start investing now into bigger shit, doing bigger, great things right now that you'll be able to retire and quit your job in like 2 years, 5 years, 6 years. You feel me? 7 years, 15 years. That's way better than fucking dropping 40 years in a company, 50 years, 60 years in a company. You feel me? So invest, bro. No matter what it is, bro, invest in something. Do something, bro. You don't need to know everything. Just like you didn't know how to ride a bike, nigga, but you know you wanted to do it, right? You hopped on that hoe, bro. You fell a couple times. Now, eventually, everybody that I can actually even think of, bro, knows how to ride a bike. You never lose that. Like, but the thing is, you had to go and do it. It was scary. You had helmets and stuff like that. Yeah, you ain't want to fall like that, break a finger, but it is what it is, nigga. Your knee pads, elbow pads, shoulder pads, bruh, helmet, you had it all. That's you playing it with caution, right? So go invest with some caution, you feel me? Get a helmet, whatever that you need to get. Do your research, whatever, and go on and do it, man. But invest, bruh. Invest, bro. And try to reap them benefits as early as possible, bruh. Your ROI, your return on investment, bruh. Someone say ROI, that's what that means, bruh. Business niggas, investors speak like that. And that's the move I'm trying to make, nigga. What's the ROI on that, nigga? I need to know when I'm going to get my bread, bruh. And the pace that I'm going, bruh. Yeah, bruh. I ain't working no past 40 years, bruh. Like, I know for a fact, me personally, Justin, bless. I work past that thing without me at least trying, bruh. I'm talking about trying to put my whole thing in that hole. If I crash out, I crash out. But I ain't gonna have no regrets. Cause niggas having 401k with a whole bunch of regrets, nigga. Like, that's goofy, nigga. You unhappy. Lovely nigga, you invest so much bread, bro, and you just crash out. You ain't gonna have no regrets. I promise you that. You say, damn, nigga, I tried, bro. I went all in on that hole. Ain't turn out the way that I expected it, but sure, I learned a lot. You feel me? Yo, that KFC nigga, that nigga was tried a whole bunch of shit. Nigga ain't get rich till he was like 60. You know what I mean? like, just try, man. Just try and invest and try the best you can do. If you want to do stocks, if you want to do real estate, if you want to do NFTs, bro, you want to do crypto, bro, you want to do your own business, you want to do whatever the case is, bro, just try and invest in something, bro. And I mean real try. I'm talking about grinding that hoe. Don't play it safe, bro. You ain't going to reap no big rewards playing it safe. I can promise you that. That's one thing I can promise you. For real. So with bread, do your research. And ask too, bro. Like, ask like, where are you trying to be, right? You picture where you're trying to be. See the lifestyle of the people around you, like teachers, whoever that's just around you, right? Your close circle, family for the most part. See how they live in their life. Pick out and see niggas that you can use them as a stepping stone in a way to get to where you got to get to, right? So ask them questions. Not necessarily want to be like them, but just ask them niggas some questions, bro. I'm talking about with credit, bread, shit like that. Ask them questions. And don't tell these niggas to give you some random ass shit that they heard on TV. No, tell me from your journey, nigga, what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? Because you can learn from a broke nigga if the nigga tell you the truth. Because you will figure out how not to be broke, bro. So don't just overlook a broke person, nigga. Watch yourself. You feel me? Be humble with it. Feel what I'm saying? But yeah, that's bread, nigga. That's my advice on bread, bro. Another thing about bread. And we go transition it into the next subject. Remember this one thing. Remember these two things. Dang, I got a lot on this bread shit. All right. Within life, bruh, remember this. This is a metaphor. Life is a sandwich, bruh. No matter which way you flip it, the bread come first, nigga. Remember that, bruh. Life is a sandwich. No matter which way you flip it, the bread come first, bruh. With everything, bro. Remember that shit, bro. I'm telling you, remember, bro. The bread come first. This is the sole focus of the shit. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, you know what I mean? Because God, you know what I mean? A whole bunch. But it is, though. And when you accept that, you're able to produce more happiness in a way. So remember that shit. People love options. People love freedom, nigga, to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And in this world, nigga, you can't really be doing that shit unless you got bread, right? People get away from like Donald Trump in a way, get away with a lot of shit. Like, why? Because this nigga got bread, bruh. Yeah, he got the white privilege too, but top of that, nigga got bread, nigga. Anybody that was normal in this position, if it's a black nigga would have been in prison for life. If it was a white nigga with no bread, he probably would have been in prison for life, or he'd probably been in prison for like 50 years, 40 years, 20 years, or he probably did 5 years, you feel me, with the white privilege shit. But that's the reason, bro. Bread, bruh, is bread, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga. You can't go to Alaska for a trip or something like that if you don't got bread, bruh. With a marriage or anything like that, nigga, it's fucking bread, nigga. It's bread, bruh. I be trying to tell these niggas don't want to listen to your boy. I be like, bruh, it's bread, man. I don't know how many times I got to repeat the shit and tell this shit. I'm going to continue to tell y'all niggas, it is bread, my guy. So make sure y'all keep that bread in handy. And make sure you keep it focused and ready. For all things, you feel me? Bread. All right. Now, another thing, I learned this shit from what was that nigga's name? Country Wayne. He does this little skit, and he's like this old nigga. He plays like a sugar daddy. His name is Buddy, and this nigga was speaking some game to like a young dude or something like that. And What was he talking about? Bread, bro. Keep your focus on that, bro. I'm telling you, keep your focus on that. Everything gonna be straight. When you start focusing on the pussy and all this other shit, bro, you start fucking up, bro. And the thing is, a woman will try to distract you in a way, and that's the thing. A woman will try to distract you in a way that you spend so much bread on her that you end up broke, and now what? Now you're unattractive. You're not as attractive to her as she once thought. Because you don't got the bread no more. The bread comes with it, bro. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you, bro. You can lose women chasing women, bro. But you can never lose women, bro, chasing bread. I promise you that shit, bro. I promise you. I'm telling you. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Chase bread. You lose bread chasing women, bro. You lose women chasing women, bro. But you don't lose any of those two things chasing bread, bro. You chase bread, you get bread. You chase bread, you get women, bro. Real talk. I had to put that horn on there. I can put a stamp on it, bro. Fire. Go and get that bread, bro. Chase bread. I'm so freaking fixated and hype on this, trying to put a dot on this motherfucker, underline it, cross it, you know what I mean, circle it, all that shit, bro. Men, I don't know about the women, but the men, real shit, bro, they love bread, bro. They love that shit, man. Real talk. So make sure you chase this bread, bro. Chase the bread, because you're not gonna lose them. No way, shape or form would you lose them chasing that. So oh shoot, the hell? Yeah, whatever. Alright. Gotta play this clip for y'all. Hold on. And this is a fact, bro. This is a fact. I be trying to tell these niggas this shit, but niggas ain't trying to listen to your boy. And I'm like, alright, bro, you just gonna be assed out, nigga. You just gonna be assed out. You know what I mean? It's about to pop up in just a little bit. Ooh. Yo. Oh, it's right here. All right, here it is, man. Listen. I need y'all to listen to this. Got it ready for y'all. Oh, you guys hear that? Ooh, here we go.
How do you keep a happy wife?
It's all about the money.
Facts.
Give it about 2 years. You ask Lil Durk that same question, he's going to tell you the same exact answer.
Same thing, bro.
Because Big Guwap is correct.
Correct.
If you ever want to get married, you and your spouse, I'm telling you right now.
Run that back real quick.
How do you keep a happy wife?
It's all about the money.
Give it about 2 years. You ask Lil Durk that same question, he's going to tell you the same exact answer. Because Big Guwap is correct. If you ever want to get married, you and your spouse, I'm telling you right now, go to marriage counseling. You and your counselor or your pastor, you're going to talk about various topics in a marriage. But one thing that they're going to go in depth in,
crazy in,
is finances.
Brand
new. Money means everything in a marriage. You're going to talk about your savings, your checkings, who pays the bills, your income, vacations, investments, all of that. It costs money to take care of a woman, just like anything else in this world. But y'all be sitting up here trying to talk this alpha male shit, ain't put no money up. That shit don't make sense. And what a lot of these dudes don't know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get that money right back. It's going to go towards gifts, loving you, nurturing, food. Shit, I eat different now. My fruit got chocolate on it.
You feel me, bruh? Like, about the bread, bruh. That's all I could really say. You feel me? And I can't give advice, like, women on advice for like for men, because like, nigga, I don't really know. All I know, like, yo, really nurture and stuff like that, kind of like we were saying, you feel me, just cater to your men and listen to your men. Another thing, like, a lot of women want them to listen, the men to listen, but these niggas, they don't listen to us. It's just like, my nigga, like, you need to listen to us too, because we got feelings, we got emotions and shit like that. Yeah, the world want us to not be in tune with them, but we got them though. So listen to your, that's what I give to the women, bro, that's listening. Listen, bro. and really understand. If you don't understand, ask questions. Ask multiple questions, because a man will love and really appreciate a woman that's asking multiple questions to understand how he think and how he move. That shit's attractive, my nigga. Because, oh man, she really invested in a nigga. Do that, bruh. And with you understanding your man, boom, it's going to work. He focused on the bread, doing his thing, boom, 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 boom. A lot of shit going to happen. You feel me? So make sure y'all do that and stay that way. And before we get up out of here, we going to play something else. One more clip. We're about to get out of here because your boy's getting that Charlie horse. No, is it called a Charlie horse? I don't know what it's called, but your boy throat is going out. So we about to play this last clip real quick and get up out of here, man. Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, man. Your car is amazing. What do you do for a living? Oh. What's your car?
Buddy's in a Ferrari. He said, your car is amazing. What do you do for a living? He's in a Ferrari, an old Ferrari that costs like 1.7.
Well, I don't do anything.
Okay. Are you retired?
One time, I was an airline pilot.
Airline pilot? That's awesome. Do you have any advice for people getting started in their careers? Just general life advice?
I got lots of advice. First off, don't get distracted by pussy. That's the most...
Don't get distracted by pussy.
That's facts.
The most expensive item on earth.
Okay. Yeah.
Most expensive item on earth. Let's hear this nigga again, bro. He got a lot of advice, bro. Let's hear it one more time.
That's awesome. Do you have any advice for people getting started in their careers? Just general life advice?
I got lots of advice. First off, don't get distracted by pussy. That's the most...
Don't get distracted by pussy.
That's the most expensive item on earth.
Okay. Yeah. That's good advice.
Bruh, that is great advice, nigga. Especially when it comes to men, bruh. I'm trying to tell y'all, bruh. You can't... Don't get distracted. Stay focused on your goals. Stay focused, nigga. And you're going to be A-O-K. Trust. Everything will fall together. And with you focus on bread and you connect the three elements that create you mentally, physically, and spiritually, bro, everything will tap in and correct. I'm telling you. Because your boy is... I personally feel after I start connecting on that level with myself, I start going in. Start going crazy, bro. So... It's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing. But again, I don't always have all the answers to everything. I don't think I'm the Don Dada of all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, top shotter that know everything. Nah, bro, I'm a humble ass nigga, bro. But I know what I've been through. I've been through a lot of stuff. And I know also with everything being said, there's always two sides. De, and Creole means two. De. Two sides to every story and every game that's ever given. You feel me? Everything I said also could come with a negative. You feel me? So just be in mind with all that, bro. You can be chasing the bread so much that you lose in tune with yourself if you don't balance it out. Or it could be chasing the bread so much you don't know when to just put it down a little bit. Let me go spend some time with my girl. You feel me? You got to, you know what I mean? You got to know how to balance, and that's for you to do by have given you the game that I have received from life on those subjects. You feel me? And God bless all the women out there that's going through a hard time, that might be dealing with the whole abortion thinking or something like that, or they had an abortion they didn't really want to do, they got forced into it, whatever the case might be, man. Tupac telling that story, Brenda got a baby, is really deep. So God blessings to all them, more life to all the women out there that's going through it. Y'all got a tough job for God's plan that you need to play a part. And I know it's tough. I don't know, because I'm not a woman, but I know it's tough in a way from like what I have seen. So y'all protect yourselves. Okay. Also bless the women out there that was in France that deal with the whole Islamophobic bullshit from that lame ass nigga. And again, I apologize for saying that, that slur when I was dissing that nigga. It just kind of like slipped in a way. You feel me? So my bad on all that. And just more life to everybody, bro. We don't go out like this, man. This song says, man, it's two sides of the game. There's always two sides, bro. Always remember that. Man, you already know what it is. Let's go.
Waka. Lecrae, flock of flame. Lecrae, flock of flame. You know.
Where you listen to, where you get your game from, little homie. with no guidance, you know what I mean? They only gonna give you one side of the game, they gonna tell you everything.
You get rich off of dope if you let them tell it. Get a scale and a bowl, weigh it up and sell it. They got rich off of kush if you let them tell it.
But it's two sides to the game and they ain't gonna tell it.
They gonna make it seem like that little money worth your freedom. And how you sitting in a box with family, you can't see them. Cause they ain't tell you about informants and indictments.
They just made you look enticing, showing big racks and diamonds.
Hey, what are the soup and them? Jay and the Lou and them. Nene and Jay and the D. I used to fool with them. My uncle was moving the D. With the Pyrus and them. Me, I just wanted to be them. Then I could cop me a BM. Told me the right way to pitch it. Told me beware of these snitches. Thought he had figured it out. But I was there when he got sentenced. Let the babies with the BM. They don't never get to see him. Cali brought it for a season. Writing letters trying to free him. COs was breaking them down. Roaches and rats on the ground. Partners were nowhere around. But yet he the man of the town. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man. Don't tell, never hug his kids again. The prosecutors don't care.
You get rich off of dope if you let them tell it. Get a scale and a bowl, weigh it up and sell it. You got rich off of kush if you let them tell it.
But it's two sides to the game and they ain't gonna tell it.
They gon' make it seem like that little money worth your freedom. And how you sitting in a box with family, you can't see them. Cause they ain't tell you about informants and indictments.
They just made it look enticing, showing big racks and diamonds.
What up with Diggs and all? What up with Tang and all? Had all them chains on them. And now they got chains on them. Had partners, they swore they were real. A lot of them chains on them. And don't act the same with them. Ain't dropping chains on them. You in the yard with some killers. He in the house with the fam. He took the block and just ran. That's your part of the game. Best friend Huggy and Dame. He throwing dirty in name. He put the word in the hood that you took to stand like a lame. 1,008 grams, get your 32 bands or 32 years with some cellmate fans. Ballin' back home and you can't find your mans. Now you in a cell brand, that is gun jam.
You get rich off of dope if you let them tell it. Get a scale and a bowl, weigh it up and sell it. They got rich.
You feel me, man? Alright, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning into the show, being with your boy, man. OPO's live and vibing with that song. You know what I mean? It's real talk, man. Be careful who you grab the game from and which side that you listen to, man. Pick your side, man. Live that journey for you, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. What is it, man? It's Justin Bless. Who? Justin Bless. Who? Justin Bless, nigga. What about him? Oh, messed up. Ha! Nonetheless, bruh.